You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. I am so happy you're here. Welcome to another week. It is the middle of July. My garden is blooming, and so is the work with my clients on developing, cultivating, and experiencing hot sex, love, and closeness, the main work that I am offering. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. My name is Joanna Intara. I am lovingly referred to as the intimacy genius by my clients, and I'm here to empower successful parents to thrive in relationship with soul by cultivating and developing hot sex, love, and closeness. So I'm so excited that you're here. We have a wonderful and lively discussion going on at our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents. You're welcome to come over there, say hello. I would love to meet you and connect with you. And I'm so excited for today's topic. As you know, we have been discussing sex and love and closeness. Last week, we talked a lot about parenting. And this week, we're really taking a deeper look at soul and spiritual path of relationship and how to use this to cultivate the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire. So our title today is actually How to Deepen Relationship Through Embracing the Spiritual Path. We're going to be talking about the one thing you must open up to if you want to thrive in partnership with soul, and the two things you can do about it right now, which will make you feel more connected and closer to your partner. Also, I'm going to share with you the hidden secret question to ask yourself to make the transformation easier that also helps to release any kind of reactivity that you have got going on in your partnership. So I'll just share a little bit that, you know, I hear every day from couples that want relationship life to be easier. They want it to be easier with the kids. They want an easier time connecting. They're unhappy with the disconnection. They want an easier time curating and developing sex, love, and closeness. And honestly, I would be deeply lying to you if I let you believe that it has been a bed of roses for me, as some people think it has, but it has not. You know, when you see my smile and you see pictures perhaps on my social media profiles of myself and my husband and our family, some people look at that and go, oh, well, that just looks like it's been all easy. But what they don't realize is that the very work that I'm sharing with you and the steps how to do it is what creates what you see. It has definitely been a whole journey, a liberation journey, and a connecting, loving, and also extremely potent, transformative freaking journey. There's so many things that go into creating a hot sex, love, and connected relationship. And a lot of people think it's really surface basic stuff, but it's just not, that's not realistic. It takes a lot of inner resources that few of us arrive at adulthood having. And even though you feel like you should just automatically arrive at adulthood with those skills, you've got to let yourself off the hook because these skills are learned, they are cultivated. I'm going to show you exactly what to do. And, you know, this might sound like you, perhaps. I hear every day from my clients through some sort of challenge perspective. We need a bigger view. How do I not take things as personally? What do we do when we're stuck that actually makes sense, that actually works. Perhaps you find yourself in these words, and if you do, just know that these are the exact same things I once deeply struggled with, and because I didn't have these things figured out, it hurt a lot. There was a lot of disconnection, a lot of frustration on my part, a lot of lack of closeness, and definitely not the ideal sex that I desired, that we desired, and also deserved. I definitely questioned myself, and we also questioned each other. There was a doubting, there was enactments where we were playing out unresolved early imprints, conditioning left over from our caregivers about how to do relationship. And here's the thing, I'm just going to lay it to you straight, is that nobody likes to talk about it. It is not talked about, but the reality is, and I hear this from the inside trenches, it is an epidemic. And I believe that we have got to put ourselves out of our own misery so that we can experience the hot sex, love, and closeness that we desire and also deserve. And even though we can stay in the same disconnection patterns that cause unhappiness and love lost, and sometimes for a really painfully long disconnected time, even only if certain places or pockets between you, you know, the rubs, you know, if you only have that in certain pockets or places where there's that disconnection, it still rubs and it still creates an irritant, and that irritant can create enactments, and that enactment is another way of saying drama, and usually there's trauma that goes along with that, and then you have the whole soup. You know what I'm talking about? And I know how tempting that can be to feel like you're just never going to get out of it, because that is exactly how I felt, how we both felt. And because I drank from that well of lack of faith and doubt and hopelessness, because it was family transmitted, and for so long I thought it was normal, because let's face it, you know, family, familiar, root word, as in root word of family, familiar, what am I trying to say? I think you know what I'm trying to say. And so it took a long time to get to the actual root of what created the problem, and sometimes we thought that, you know, we had gotten to the bottom of it and that we hadn't. But here's the thing that ended the struggle, and that was, I ended the struggle, and I want you to really hear me, when I embraced the partnership and the journey of it as a spiritual path. I embraced the partnership and the journey of it as a spiritual path. And this, I'm telling you, my friends, has deepened everything, because you do really need bigger perspective when it comes to partnership. Because relationship is the place where your mind can make things small, and your conditioning can sometimes make you contract around love. And those of you that are parents will resonate, you've been confronted with more input from your children, from life, from running a successful business or a big job or running a household than you can sometimes feasibly handle. And if it wasn't enough to become more aware of our patterns, our feelings, our wounds and injuries, along with the creativity in the heart to heal it, my husband and I also had to embrace our challenges and desires for growth through a wider lens. We needed a more compassionate lens, a more impersonal lens, and undeniably a more wise and more loving lens as well. And this became the beginning of our spiritual path as partnership. And it's definitely only continued to grow and deepen and heal. Sound good? And repair and bring certain things to an end that really needed to be brought to an end, and also to birth other things that we also both deeply desired. And to grow real love, real, I call it promised land love, sustainable, true love, not the love of romantic fantasy and projection kind of love. And I am just going to be transparent. It wasn't easy. I didn't know if we were going to make it at times, but holding our relationship through the lens of a spiritual path that took our inner work, our relationship work, to a higher level of growth, a wider perspective, a deeper ownership of what we needed to learn and what we were learning was exactly helpful. It was exactly the right medicine. So I'm encouraging you to do this. We did it by staying ultimately open, by asking the right questions, by listening humbly for the answers. And definitely we had to do this even after it was difficult, if there were difficult moments, which let's face it, they're going to happen. You're going to have difficult moments. And I know it's not easy for you either, at least not in this place, but that you want something, that thing that gives you more space, a deep exhale of ah, and the knowing that you are each individually and on your journey together held with exactly the support that you need. This is what relationship as spiritual path can do for you. So whatever it is that helps you cultivate your spirituality, whether it's bringing the divine in, whether it's bringing God or goddess in, or you have a shared faith, or it's nature, or it's a deeper perspective on what your challenges mean, or what evolutionary lessons you are learning. When you have a spiritual path, you feel held in practices and perspectives that grow love, perspectives that grow and increase presence, or meditation and joint, you know, spiritual practice that helps grow awareness. These are things you can do right now. And they're all so useful for growing hot sex, love, and closeness. It's like you get to have a self-created or a co-created compass to guide you and a huge net to catch you when you get stuck. And when you have that, you feel closer, you feel more connected, you overcome stuff easier, and you get back to loving easier as well. And this is why getting support is such an important step, because it helps you get connected to this, even if it's feeling unclear how you'd get there right now. And you can learn how to create that for yourself. So these are wonderful things you can do. You can open up to a spiritual partnership. You can see your path as a spiritual practice. You can co-create with your partner the larger perspectives that help grow the two of you, that help cultivate love, that help deepen presence, that help produce joy, that help deeply shepherd the challenges and the disconnection points that you're going to have. And this is so important because you need a larger perspective. We all need containers to hold us. We all need a larger support to help shepherd us and hold us through our challenging spots. And so this is my question to you today is, what can you do that will help you grow your relationship a spiritual path? What perspectives can you try on? What attitudes can you shift? What practices can you grow? And if you need help with that, reach out to me, because two people this week get to get on a call with me. I've been having a lot of fun on these calls where you can get on a call with me and ask me any question that's going on in your relationship that's challenging, and I'll help you with the one thing you can do to fix it. And I know it will work. These are extremely valuable and limited, and I don't even know how long I'm going to be doing this. So if I were you, I would get on my calendar ASAP. Always feel free to ask me questions over on the Facebook group or message me. Love to connect with you. And thank you so much for joining us. I hope this has been helpful for you. Your relationship is sacred. Your challenges can be overcome, and you can create all the hot sex, love, and closeness that you desire. Thank you so much. Talk to you again next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.